This is Kathy Forster reporting from Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri. We have a great musician sitting across from me here at Folk Alliance, Patterson Barrett. You might know him from some of the songs we play on KC Cafe Radio, but you also might know him from his work with Stephanie Urbina Jones. Amazing guitar player, pianist. What else do you play?
Well, generally things with strings and things with keys. So, you know, accordion, organ, mandolin, pedal steel guitar.
Just an amazing musician. I mean, you're awesome. We were talking earlier last night about a new CD you're working on.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. I've recorded most of it in Nashville. I'm recently kind of relocated to Nashville after being in Austin, Texas for 40 years or so. Mm-hmm. And it sounds strange to say it. It's the sort of thing where I've recorded some tracks and I'll go back and listen to them maybe a couple of days later, and they excite me. Mm-hmm. You know, I get excited about it. Yeah, this is really, really working out well. So, you know, I'm not figure you don't make that many records in your life, so you want to try and make them good. And I'm pretty excited about this one.
Yeah, great. And you've got some special guests that you have on it?
Yeah, I have special guests, and I have plans for special guests that haven't happened yet. Yeah, I have the luxury of being able to do a lot of it myself, so playing a lot of different instruments.
Right.
So I can lay the groundwork and get a lot of the work done myself, but I like to have friends and other talented folk come and do a little something on there. So
yeah, great. So are these songs all your originals, or are there any collaborations? So you do so much collaboration.
I do, but you know, I don't really do very much co-writing. I should. I just haven't really gotten around to it. A lot of my stuff, I don't really, I feel a little weird saying that I write stuff, because I'm not the sort of artist that sits down and says, I'm going to write a song. Mm-hmm. It just shows up.
Yeah.
You know, and often shows up in dreams, mm-hmm. or when I'm not really thinking about anything. As a matter of fact, there's a song on the new record that, that I wrote. I had fallen asleep watching a talk show on television, and on the talk show, Kid Rock was on the talk show, and he was talking about what a wonderful life he had at this point. His son was traveling with him, and you know, he said, "I'm living the dream. It's wonderful. I get to do what I want to." And so I fall asleep to this in the recliner as I'm sleeping. Emmylou Harris, who I've met and done a couple of things with, comes to me in the dream. And we're having a conversation about, you know, about our careers and, mm-hmm. or I guess mainly about my career. And I remember saying something like, well, you know, it's, you know, living your dreams and following your dreams, that's all fine. But, you know, when you get to a certain age, you know, it takes on it's a little harder to do that.
Right.
And she says, in the dream, she says, why you should write a song about it. And I say, well, Emmylou, what sort of song shall I write? And so she starts a groove on a guitar.
Uh-huh.
And I get and there was a line from the chorus. I can't remember exactly which line it was. Anyway, at this point, I wake up. I'm, you know, in the recliner. It's 3:00 in the morning. Uh-huh. I wake up. And I just kind of go and write the song then, based on the groove that she's given me in this lyric line. So I kind of co-wrote it with her in a dream.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure she's heard that story yet. I've told it a few times. But anyway, now I'm thinking, well, wouldn't it be great to get her to sing harmony on that particular song? So I will approach her through proper channels.
Yeah. Well, let's hope that happens. I'll keep my fingers crossed.
If it doesn't, then this story will sound a little odd.
Well, maybe she'll she'll put it like in the back of her mind and think, oh, I'll come back to that. Come back and work with him later or something. So I'm sure it'll work out though.
Well, either way, I mean, I'll get somebody to sing on it. It'll be wonderful. But
Well, we're looking forward to that new CD, and we love the stuff that you've done solo that you've sent us, and we're playing.
Thank you.
It's great stuff.
Yeah.
And of course, you're work with Stephanie is amazing. What are you doing with her in the future?
Well,
she's always busy.
Yeah, she's always busy. And she's had quite the last couple of years.
Yeah.
I'm not sure right now. I'm not sure what she's going to be doing right now. She's...
You were just in Europe, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, the most recent thing was we were in Texas, playing in Texas for a good part of December. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then time with our families for the holidays. And it hasn't really wound back up yet. Mm-hmm. Waiting to see if some things in Europe are going to come together. We've been there together the last 3 summers.
Yeah.
So we'll see if something comes about there again. I know we have something, she's got something planned, a trip into New Mexico and Arizona, and then working our way back into Texas, and that's in April.
Okay.
So I think that's kind of the next thing.
Well, hopefully you'll make it back to Kansas City again.
I would love to. I enjoy Kansas City.
Yeah. Well, we love having you guys here and hearing you guys play. And. Maybe get to do a couple of solo shows, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I kind of have been putting all of that aside until I have product, until I have a new record to talk, you know, to talk about. But I'm kind of saving all that energy and, you know, putting that all in the mental filing cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'll be hearing from me,
promise. For sure. Well, it's great talking to you again, Patterson.
Right,
Patterson Barrett here at Folk Alliance International. I'm Kathy Forstie.